Anne Fernald took her tape recorder from that hospital and traveled all over the world recording parents as they talked to their very little babies. And it didn't matter whether the parents spoke a romance language or a tone language. Everywhere she went, below the words, she heard consistently the same melodies. For example,
I'll start with approval.
When a parent wanted to praise a child,
we would ask the parents to show the baby they were happy.
Good boy, now you got it.
Just using their voice, show him you're happy with that.
Das. Acha teri gaadi kidhar hai gaadi?
Hindi.
Ai não sabe qual é o cavalo.
Portuguese.
É esse, pois, esse é o cavalo.
And what these things had in common was that the melody was a kind of a rise-fall.
Damn.
Good girl. Good girl. You got it, yeah.
Good girl, sweetie.
So it doesn't matter what words the parents are saying, it's always really about this melody.
And why that particular melody?
All she knows is it works.
There's something about this melody that keeps the child doing something.
There are, she says, other categories that she discovered.
Now, with a prohibition in contrast, your goal is to stop the child from doing something.
The category that says stop.
Quite a different melody. It's short.
Stop.
It's sharp.
Stop.
In musical terms, it's staccato.
Stop.
There is the category of look, pay attention to that.
Mothers frequently use rising pitch.
Norva, look, sweetie.
They frequently use higher pitch.
A unicorn?
So far, Anne Fernald has found four universal melodies that praise, that stop, that call attention, and of course, the melody that comforts.
Oh, Julie, no, non piangere.
And while this may seem obvious to you, if you think about it, this is music that is understood by infants who are just new in the world. But we all know what it means. But we all know these songs.